This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And was carried by the, oh, I love this part. And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. He had no escort. But praise be to God, if we are children of God, He has angels. And we don't know who they are, how many they are, but it's plural here. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Praise be to God. The rich man also died and was buried. You see, there's no escort there. And then, the next thing I want you to know is that he had a conscience. The poor man was in heaven. Now listen to this. 23. And in hell, he lifted his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. You see, the rich man has a conscience. He's awake. He's thirsty. He can feel. He can hear. And he asks for mercy. But there will be no mercy given. If there is no mercy, if you show no mercy, you'll have no mercy. So then also, the rich man knows that he cannot get out. He doesn't even ask to get out. He simply says, "Go to my father's house and tell my brethren that they may not come to this place of torment." What is the rich man teaching us from hell? He's teaching us that there was no escort there. He's teaching us that he's awake. He can hear, he can see, he can feel. He's teaching us that there's no mercy, as James chapter 2 verse 13 says there. It says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." And then look at verse 26. I want you to get verse 26 here. This will help a lot of people going to these people talking about hearing from people from the dead and all. Listen to this. Look at verse 26. It says, "And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." So he is saying that there was a gulf fixed that cannot be crossed. Those from heaven can't get down there to those in hell, and those in hell can't get those to those in heaven. So once you're in that place, there is no coming back there, because there is a gulf that's fixed. But what we see here, the rich man is concerned about others. Look at verse 27. "And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, unless they also come into this place of torment." Wow. I want you to think about this. I'm telling you, this is a terrible thought. So this man that's in hell can see those that's in the paradise side of in hell. And he is tormented. So he's seeing this. He has a remembrance. It's playing in his mind. But he still has concern about those that are alive. He says, "Send them to my brother's house, that they may hear and not come into this place of torment." I'm asking you a question. You're alive.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.